I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. There's some fallout from this summer's Soccer World Cup we want to tell you about. It involves North Korea, which, by the way, is the answer to today's GeoQuiz. The North Korean team lost all its matches at the World Cup. Definitely not the glory that the country's leaders envisioned. And after the tournament, there was a report that the team may have been punished upon returning to Pyongyang. The BBC's John Sudworth has been following the story.
These are pretty remarkable allegations. They come as the result of a news report which emerged a few days ago, obviously very difficult to substantiate. The basic allegation is that after their pretty poor showing at this year's World Cup tournament, North Korea, of course, was knocked out in the group stage. Its worst result was a 7-0 drubbing by Portugal. The suggestion is that the players, and the coach in particular, were given some pretty harsh treatment on return to North Korea. The coach is rumoured to have been sent to serve out forced labour on a building site, and the team players are said to have been subjected to a six-hour-long ideological criticism session on a stage in front of 400 people in Pyongyang.
The allegations have prompted an investigation by FIFA, soccer's international governing body. FIFA president Sepp Blatter made the announcement today, but John Sudworth says it may be hard to determine what happened.
We've heard from Sepp Blatter basically saying that they've written a letter to the North Korean football authorities asking for confirmation as to whether these rumours are true or not. The evidence at the moment, at least, appears pretty slim. This was a news report that quoted an anonymous Chinese businessman said to have links with senior officials inside North Korea. FIFA have also today said that they have some extra information from the South Korean Football Association. We don't know what that is or how significant it is, but they appear concerned enough at this stage at least to ask the question.
Whether North Korea's leaders will answer is another matter.